Blog Talk Radio.
$70,000 job at the Office of State Controller.
then was rehired in a different state job that paid him $14,000 less for close to 5 years. Finally, he landed in his current $89,000 job, although overtime has pushed his pay above $120,000 in recent years. Oh, he's got a good job. Handling federal disaster relief funds in the State Department of Emergency Services and Protection.
So,
Scara emailed union representatives and others last Monday to complain that more than a year after the lawsuit settlement was announced, he and many other employees who had been hurt by the layoffs still hadn't received any offer of compensation. They are supposed to get those offers from the Stanford law firm of Silver, Golub, and Tattel, which represented the coalition of employee unions known as the State Employees Bargaining Agent Coalition, SEBAC, as it's often called, pursued the federal lawsuit claiming that Laureland layoffs were illegal and vindictive toward unionized workers. When can I and hundreds of other affected state employees expect an offer from the state, he wrote to the Silver Golub firm. Scara told CBAC's chief negotiator, Dave Livingston, in an email that this would make a great story for Government Watch, and I will gladly tip him off. He then did that, describing the compensation process in one of several emails as such a tangled mess. 2 days after complaining, Scara received his compensation offer. I'm wondering if they just want me to go away and be quiet, he said on Wednesday. Whatever led to the timing, Scara ended up happy with the offer, calling it very fair. The offer included interest adding up to $157,230, with a potential for an additional $61,000 if it's determined there's a continuing loss in a diminution of his eventual pension. Well, he did all right, and,
yeah.
he made a lot of money as it was. Most people, I'm sure, weren't paid that much.
Well, that's the difference that he made between the lawsuit and the lawsuit. At the time, he was demoted or laid
mm-hmm.
off to rehired and demoted. But anyway, this is a long, long article, but I wanted to just say that congratulations.
Yeah.
To
I'm glad they're getting their money.
Yeah.
And you said Roland went to prison today?
Yes. Not today. Just
recently?
I'm going to get that in just a second here. I suppose it was in the... hang on a second. I have it. Just wait a second.
I didn't even know that he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I just found that out today. Hang on a second. Let's find it again. Mm-hmm.
I mean, our mainstream media in Connecticut, nobody said a word about it.
Yeah, this is from Connecticut Junkie, I think, Connecticut something.
News Junkie?
Yeah, so I just wanted to just add it out there.
You can't search for it?
Well, no, it's not under the, or maybe it's in there still. Put a lot of stuff up.
Keep going, because then it could be in trouble.
It jumps.
You're going too fast.
No, it's okay. We just passed through that. Hang, bear with us, folks, because I posted...
We're looking for it.
Posted quite a bit of stuff today.
But I think it's interesting. He went to jail, and the unions got their money.
Yeah.
How fitting.
I thought that was really funny. I'm going to play you a little...
Go back.
Oops.
I'm
going to play you a little bit of a... It's here somewhere.
It's not.
Oh, you know that woman who was suing Trump?
Alicia Machado, former Miss
Universe? Yeah, turns out that she was arrested for threatening a judge who was ruling her murder. Her boyfriend's a murder suspect, was convicted, and she was threatening the judge in the case, and she was arrested.
Nice work.
Yeah, she sounds like a real piece of cake, I'll tell you.
She eats cake.
She eats cake. She had a very, very bad eating obsession and it destroyed her career. And it was really amazing. But I can come back to that. The thing I wanted to say was, it's here somewhere. It's here somewhere.
You can't search through your stuff.
No, you can't do it that way. No,
that way.
No. But this was earlier today, maybe.
No, this was from yesterday. That
here it is.
Oh, back
here
in the cell.
Yeah.
Ex-Governor Rowland still costing us plenty.
Yeah, well, taxpayers on the hook for more than $100 million he cost the state by legally firing workers. Back in cell, ex-Governor Rowland's still costing us plenty, but he's, well, let's see, it says here that he went back into the into jail. As he settles into his prison cell, this was yesterday, okay? As he settles into his prison cell, John Rowland's legacy as a disastrous governor continues to take a toll in Connecticut's finances and reputation. The Current's John Lender reported on Sunday that the state is still trying to work out payments to nearly 2,800 state employees that Mr. Rowland laid off 13 years ago.
Illegally.
But they're saying, well, he's in jail, you know.
He reported to the federal prison in New York State on Monday to serve a 30-month sentence. This latest punishment is for scheming to get Republican candidates for Congress in Connecticut to pay him off the campaign books as a consultant. He was a radio talk show host at the time. A decade ago, he served 10 months for what amounted to bribery. The courts are not sympathetic to Mr. Rowland's scheme. Mean, vindictive act. In 2003, when Mr. Rowland was still governor, state employee unions called his layoffs a mean and vindictive act that illegally targeted only union members. Mr. Rowland claimed he was just to save money. A decade later, a federal appeals court panel agreed with the unions that the layoffs were an illegal means of trying to compel the plaintiff unions to agree to the concessions demanded. Connecticut State's Attorney General then negotiated a settlement with the unions rather than pursue the case in the U.S. Supreme Court and risk a loss and an even bigger penalty. Under the settlement reached last year, the state must pay damages to the many hundreds of employees that Mr. Rowland and his budget chief, Mark Ryan, put out of their jobs. The damages amounted to $45,000 per employee, although what each employee will get will vary widely according to a complex formula. Complex is understating it. A year later, many employees still haven't heard what their share may be, as Mr. Lender reported Sunday. The details are the devil to work out.
Three state agencies are calculating the individual payments with the laid-off employees and a law firm that won the large settlement. The agencies must take into account raises that were likely lost over 13 years, as well as lost promotions and pension payments. Some of those laid-off workers left the state employed forever, and some eventually came back to work at lower-paid jobs. And shortchanging the pension fund, but
This is far from the only headache that Mr. Rowland has given the state. He also underfunded the state's public pension funds while in office before going into the slammer in 2005 for taking more than $100,000 in illegal gifts. To be fair, state employee unions happily partnered with him and other governors to put off those pension payments in exchange for perks. Those ugly deals have given Connecticut one of the worst-funded pension systems in the nation. The state's pension obligations are only about 40% funded. To his credit, Governor Daniel P. Malloy has made required contributions so far. But even so, the state's yearly payments into the pension fund will balloon from $1.5 billion a year now to $6.6 billion in 2032, the governor's office says. Thanks a lot, Mr. Rowland.
So there you go. He's serving time in jail for that and other things. And not long enough. 30 months this time.
That's less than 3 years.
Yeah. Well,
that's not very much for what he did.
No.
Other people get far more time in jail for their things that are less destructive to so many people. I think that's a limperous sentence for somebody like him.
I don't know if I should read this, but there's so much talk about it on the internet. and some stock market issue reports. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm losing my throat here tonight. Banks alert in big trouble.
Alert, banks in big trouble. Wait, no, you are. Massive report.
This is before it's news. Let's just see what they're talking about, because I've heard enough about this over the last, I don't know, 6 months that we're in for a big crash here. But is it a...
Great.
Is it a great evil? Is it?
What is all that? What's happening?
They're all kinds of stupid people.
It's probably a dumb
it's one of those
site.
Things.
I wouldn't even bother. No,
I didn't think it would. No, it's before it's dot news. They're usually pretty good before it's news, but this particular article is in some. Is got 15,000 pop-ups. Here we go. It's a great evil about to befall our nation. The entire world is on edge and senses something major is about to happen. And one would have to be in denial not to see something is right around the corner. Terrorists are operating everywhere. Emergency red alert tests are being tested. Media blackouts are being performed. The economy is unstable and far too many things are on the forefront. What on earth is going on? With all the European banks that are now crashing, YouTuber and financial analyst Gregory Mannarino, believes that we, the people, are in big, big trouble, not the bank, but each of us. Here's more on this report.
Let's see what they have to say.
I don't know.
No? Not worth it?
No. This is one of those, I think this is just one of those damn scare things. And there's so many scare things out there. I don't
feel comfortable
with
that.
Those things can all be sponsored by, Motley Fool, or sponsored by, some other ding-dong investment company that wants to take your money. And I just don't trust it. Because I don't like bringing about panic, and I don't like to be a cause of that. Super PAC is launching a 7-figure pro-Trump ad appealing to blacks in 6 swing states. But, this is interesting to me. Walmart worker...
We read that last night. We couldn't get it up.
Retirement cake? Said it was racist, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? We read that last night? Oh.
We wanted to, but we couldn't get it.
Oh, okay.
What's that, just 5.7%?
Of Clinton Foundation budget actually went to charitable grants.
Where'd the rest go into the Clinton pockets?
Yeah.
They looked all around. They found the best charity
was her. It was her.
She and Chelsea and their dog and this and that.
The grandson, daughter, whatever. Just 5.7% of Clinton's foundation's massive 2014 budget actually went to charity grants, according to the tax-exempt organization's IRS filings. The rest went to salaries and employee benefits, fundraising, and other expenses. The Clinton Foundation spent a hair under $91.3 million in 2014. Sean Davis, a Federalist of the Federalist, notes the bulk of charitable work lauded by the Clinton Foundation boosters the distribution of drugs to impoverished people in developing countries is no longer even performed by the Clinton Foundation. Those activities were spun off in 2010 and are now managed by the Clinton Health Access Initiative, a completely separate nonprofit organization. Oh, God. One on a piece of the other, huh?
Uh-huh.
And, related, Clinton Foundation deceived IRS on tax exemption from the start. As first reported by the Daily Caller, the IRS launched an investigation into Clinton Foundation this past July after 64 House Republicans called the foundation a lawless, pay-to-play enterprise that has been operating under a cloak of philanthropy for years and should be investigated. in a letter to the IRS, FBI, and Federal Trade Commission. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you what came up about the FBI guy. Huh? I told you about him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Turns out that the director, Comey, all right,
is a homie.
He's not a homie. He's a crook.
Yeah.
The guy is a complete friggin' crook. He's been stealing. He's been taking $6 million a year from the Clinton Foundation for years. All right, as a consultant and all you name it. All right. And
so they all have these side jobs while they're working for the.
Yeah, and they're getting paid by the Clinton boys. Okay, Clinton Foundation too, as something. But I'm going to bring that up, but I really want to bring this up. I want to show you something really funny that came up today. And it's live from the presidential debates.
Right.
Now, this sounds a lot like them. Ready? Hang on.
Hang on.
It's coming.
You are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No way.
Knock it off.
Cut it out.
Oh, shut up,
Pee Wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
What am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No way.
Knock it off.
Cut it out.
Shut up, Pee Wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No way.
Knock it off.
Cut it out.
Oh, shut up, Pee Wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
What am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I?
I think I got
enough
of you.
I know you are, but what am I?
But this is
it. That's what the debate was like.
Yeah, this is Pee Wee Irvin.
That is so funny. I think it's funny anyway.
This has got over 3 million views on YouTube. That is a little
stupid. I mean, I couldn't stand it. I thought
I know
what
you
have,
but so am I. Yeah.
I fell asleep anyway.
It's so funny.
It was so boring.
Yeah, it was boring.
I don't like either of those people. Would those be people you'd want to sit with and have dinner with? No.
No.
Well, you wouldn't want them in your house.
I definitely wouldn't
pay
$350,000 to sit with them, that's for sure.
You couldn't pay me to sit with them. How about that?
Oh, I got to say, this is so funny, Lyle. I had to share this. You're just going to hear sounds, but we follow the lead of the Ukrainian people after the next Hillary Trump debate. We trash the moderator and the candidate. This is what happens to Ukrainian politicians, right, folks? They grab him. They grab him and they throw him all in the trash can. They take him out of power and run him to the
trash can.
Politicians thrown in trash.
Another guy banged on the top of it.
Less than 30 days left to stop the Greater Yellowstone Grizzly delisting. So time is running out for the Greater Yellowstone Grizzly. And stop the delisting. They want to take their names off the...
So they're not a protected species
anymore?
That's correct,
yeah.
What they're saying? Is that what they mean by that?
That's what it means. So go to the Sierra Club, all right?
Sierra Club.
Or, I'm sorry, addup.org. ADDUP is all in capital letters. ADDUP.org.
It's not all in capital, only the
ADDUP.org.
No.
Well, that's what they get done.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
ADDUP.org.
Yeah.
This is that hard to get through them. It's ridiculous. Turned out that the guy, this is really interesting. The guy that got shot, the black guy that got shot, Keith Scott,
mm-hmm.
Okay, the one with his, had seven kids and all that stuff there.
Yeah.
Well, it turned in North Carolina. That started all the riots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out, okay, Keith Scott was carrying a stolen gun when he was shot and killed during a confrontation with police in Charlotte, North Carolina, authorities have said. The gun was reported stolen after a breaking and entering occurred, according to the police. A breaking and entering suspect told agents at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives that he had sold a gun to Scott, ABC 11, reported Monday. He is now in custody. Scott's wife, Rakeia, who filmed her husband's killing on Tuesday, had filed for a restraining order against him and had told authorities he carried a gun, hit her as well as one of her children, and had threatened to kill her, records have shown.
Huh. Nice guy.
That gun, his wife says, he doesn't own. It's shown up in the paperwork when she filed the restraining order against her husband, who had a loaded gun on him when he was shot. The guy who's being held up at Charlotte Black Lives Matter martyr, not such a sweet guy. He hit my 8-year-old in the head a total of 3 times with his fist, she wrote. This is his wife. She wrote on the form published by TWC News. He kicked me and threatened to kill us last night with his gun. And he said he is a killer, and he will, and we should know that. Those were his words.
Nice guy.
Yeah. And.
Was this the guy that was supposedly reading the book, or is this?
Yeah, something about the. I think this is the guy who supposedly had a book on his.
I got those two.
Car.
There were 2 cases at the same time, so I never know.
They got mixed up, yeah. And then there was another book case about the guy, the New York guy, who had his all his notes, and he shot a hole through it or something or other. There was that book too, but. But this guy, he supposedly had a book, but it turns out he had a gun.
Sure.
And he had a gun, and he had PCP or something, and he was arrested on a drug charge. He was stopped on a drug charge, and turned out that he had all of these things on him, and he was dangerous. His wife said he was very dangerous. So much for the innocent Black Life Matter there.
That's why it's good to have an investigation.
Yeah, not jump.
Not jump too quickly.
Yeah, because those cops, put their ass on the line and they do what
they
do. And
on the other hand, I can understand why black people feel like targets.
Yep.
You know, as I told you before, I had a very dear friend that I worked with, who before she came to work in where I work. She was like a crisis counselor in New York City and Long Island, and she happened to be black, and she was responding to a call with her partner, and who was a male, because they always had, a male and a female, and apparently there was a holdup in a convenience store when they were getting out of their car. And the police came over and accused them of doing things, and why were they there, and they had their guns drawn. She was terrified.
This little blonde girl, this is from Russia, I guess. Look at this. Look at her. She's totally, absolutely incredible. She takes on about 15 people.
God, she weighs about 100 pounds.
Yeah, look what she does. She actually kills her. She knocks every one of them out.
That's the end of that, guy.
Look at this. This is a blonde girl. She's probably in her 20s. And she's at the gym on the mat with all these guys attacking her. And she knocks out about 15 guys before the fight's over. It's just unbelievable. She's probably 125 pounds at best.
Yeah.
That is something else.
Oh, they're all dead.
She knocked them all out.
Not really dead.
But they all played dead. Yeah. I didn't want to get kicked anymore.
I can't blame them.
This really bothered me. It disturbed me quite a bit, actually, when I read it. Turns out $8.1 million taxpayers paid $1.7 billion in Obamacare penalties in 2014. Those are the penalties that they charged the people that didn't have or couldn't afford
to purchase
Obamacare, purchase insurance. Right? So the fines that they charged them came up to over almost $2 billion. Right?
Wow.
I mean, and this is from I wrote this and said, this guy robs from the poorest and gives to the richest.
Yep.
This is the legacy that he and Hillary are asking poor Americans to preserve. And unfortunately, Trump was right when he said we couldn't do any worse.
He's got that right.
It's just amazing out there what they're asking people to take. More from the trenches here. Just one second.
Is that John Lennon's wife?
Yeah, that was a funny thing. This is it came up and said Yoko Ono said I had an affair with Hillary Clinton in the 70s. And this was from World Daily News. But then all of a sudden, but this is supposedly an interview that she conducted with the World Daily News.
Yeah.
And she did say that she was involved with her sexually. Well, shortly after, comes out, that's a fake. She didn't say that. It's false. So you don't even know which one is real. You know what I mean? The other one or...
Well, they're both homely as sin, so...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, she's in her 80s now.
Yeah.
This one. Yeah, I think
she was older than John Lennon.
Yeah, she was about 10 years a senior, and I think she's 80 now. But she's giving a showing at some Metropolitan Art Museum.
Of what? Her stuff?
Of her stuff. She's a globalist. She's in with the New World stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Even though John would probably roll over in his grave. This was very, very, very frightening. Two nuclear leaks in the United States. One is likely worse than Fukushima. And this, the Indian Point.
Mm.
They're 50 miles away from us.
Yeah.
Should read this here in a second.
That's pretty scary, Leo.
Yeah, when a radiation leak happens in Japan, the whole world hears about it. But when not one but two radiation leak happen in the United States, no one hears about it.
Yeah.
There are radiation leaks reported in Miami and New York. Why is no one talking about it?
That's a good question.
The University of Miami has found that the Turkey Point nuclear power plant, located just south of Miami, has caused levels of tritium, a radioactive isotope produced by nuclear reactors in Biscayne Bay, to spike to 200 times higher than normal levels. This would confirm suspicions that Turkey Point's aging canals are leaking into the nearby national park. The site's cooling canals, which are the part of the facility that appears to be leaking the radiation, are currently permitted to operate at 104 degrees, the hottest in the nation. This is one of several things we are worried about, South Miami Phillips' daughter, who is also a biological sciences professor at Florida International University, told the Miami News Times. You would have to work hard to find a worse place to put a nuclear plant, right between two national parks and subject to hurricanes and storm surges. Samples of the water at various levels and sites around the power plant showed elevated sites of salt, ammonia, phosphorus, and tritium. We now know exactly where the pollution is coming from, and we have a tracer that shows it is in the national park. And environmental consultant who is working with the Tropical Audubon Society and Southern Alliance for Energy, which intended to file the lawsuit. We are worried about the marine life there and the future of the Biscayne Bay.
Well,
all of this should sound alarms. Nobody, especially people who could do something about it, seem to care. What is happening at Turkey Point is a real danger to us, to our water supply. The fact that there is salt being dumped into the aquifer and the fact that there are contaminants in Biscayne Bay really should have sounded an alarm. But as of yet, we're still waiting for state regulators to step up. But do not let us make you think that this is the only leak in the United States. Last month, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged that the state's Indian Point, a nuclear facility, was leaking tritium into groundwater. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo recently called for an investigation at Indian Point, and a nuclear power plant on the Hudson River reported a leak of radioactive material flowing into the groundwater. Samples taken from the groundwater show the contamination levels at 80% higher than previous samples. Experts claim this leak is spreading and a disaster waiting to happen, and calling for the plant to be shut down completely. This goes on quite a bit, but the important thing to note is that we have two major massive leaks and hazards happening, and nothing is being said about it in the media.
Pretty scary stuff, Leo.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not far from us.
No. Clinton tops 2016 field in drug industry donations.
Well, what is this about?
There's only two of them.
Since they have to be one or the other.
Democrat presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton has received more campaign cash from drug companies than any candidate in either party, even as she proudly declares the industry is one of her biggest enemies.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous?
Imagine that.
You know, so you know it's all
bullshit. Yeah. And Clinton accepted $164,315 in the... God damn, these pop-ups should be banned forever.
I think you're probably just going to get more of them over time.
It should be illegal. Clinton accepted $164,315 in the first 6 months of the campaign from drug companies. That's not very much. Far more than the rest of the... Boy, they're cheap, those bastards. They don't even give them big money.
Yeah.
Yeah?
They can buy those politicians for such
for nothing.
Small,
a couple of... For nothing. Okay. Cash from drug companies poured in desperate Clinton's public stance on the industry, despite her public stance. Last month, she unveiled a plan to combat rising drug prices by clamping down on the rules for pharmaceuticals. In last week's Democrat debate, she listed off-drug companies among the enemies she is most proud to have made politics in.
Isn't that ridiculous?
She is most proud to have made in politics. What? She listed off-drug companies among the enemies. Oh, among the biggest enemies she's made in politics. Uh-huh. Yeah, and she took a harder stance ever since Bernie accused her of being a pharmaceutical puppet, you know?
Yeah.
This week, Sanders rejected a $2,700 contribution from Martin Shkreli, the now famous CEO of touring pharmaceuticals would hike the price of life-saving drugs by 4,000% overnight. Among Republicans, Ted Cruz took the most at $96,000, followed by $52,400 by Marco Rubio, and $50,000 to former Florida Jeb Bush.
Yeah, but you don't know how much was given to super PACs that they would have to...
Well, that was all through the PACs, the AHI PACs, because they couldn't get more than $2,700. You know, Sanders rejected a $2,700 contribution from Shrekie.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yeah, you know, he should. You know, it's like, it, you know... Hey, man, I really should.
That happened a long time. That's old news, though.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it is. That's when they were all running.
Yeah.
All that stuff is old.
Not that old. No, not old enough, yeah. A year ago. But anyway, this seems interesting to both that she was then and is now. Top Pentagon commanders say we'll quit if Trump becomes commander in chief. I say, hey, that would be a great thing. You know,
I say quit, you say quit.
This is the biggest reason to vote for Trump. If you have a reason, this is it. These idiots have gotten us into every war in the last 40 years and haven't won any of them. If I were Trump, I would fire every one of them for incompetence and treason and replace the entire military leadership disloyal to the president and to this country. Throw the bums out. Then I would kick out the Council on Foreign Relations from Washington, D.C., and anyone affiliated with them in the government.
Yeah,
if this country is to if this country is to change, this is the best and only way to do it.
Who said that?
I did.
Okay.
You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Because these guys all want to quit because they don't like his policies.
Say yay.
And I don't like his policies or their policies. I mean, their policies are horrendous. You know, horrendous. That's the only thing I agree with. One of the few things I agree with. And, of course, Hillary Clinton's debate punchline of the night, everyone should respect the law.
Except her. Everyone except me. That's
okay, Ms. Clinton, when do you start?
Yeah,
that's for sure. This was put out by 98.9 FM, the station. Five white people were killed by police during the same day as Keith Scott. And you didn't hear about
any one of them?
No. You didn't hear about anybody from the media. Five white guys got killed by the cops. Very interesting.
I wonder what towns they were.
Oh, they're all over the place.
But the only people that get any play right now are black people that get
killed. That's right. Black lives matter. White lives don't matter, though.
I guess not. Instead of saying Black Lives Matter, why don't they say All Lives Matter? I like that.
Well, that's because they don't care about all lives. There are black lives that are getting, that have to get the attention here. Let's talk about this for a second. Five white people were killed by police on the same day as Keith Scott, and you didn't hear about it.
True.
Not a single word was heard about on the mainstream media about any of these deaths. Five white people were killed September 20th, 2016, the same day Keith Scott was killed. There has been nonstop media coverage since this day. Only one thing was missing, the five other deaths by the hands of police officers on that day. September 20th, 2016 should go down in history as the day reality sunk in for the American public. Our mainstream media cannot be trusted. Black people are being used as pawns, and the mainstream media is their puppet master. For all black people reading this article, share this article. Okay, Sandy Duke, Michael Goodell, Charles Dove. These guys were all killed. Joshua Scott.
But you don't know the circumstances, you know?
No. And, anyway.
I think all lives matter, and I hate it when anybody's killed, but, you know, sometimes these people just, you know, it's like suicide by cop. They
want to be killed. Well, there is. Police in Westminster, this is Thomas Tucker, who's 49. Police in Westminster Road closed near 121st and Huron. Shot this guy. Sandy Joe Duke, officer involved shooting, reported Talbot's Corner. I'll see what prompted it. Then there's more. All six of these individuals were pronounced dead on September 26th.
Didn't they have to shoot somebody in the leg or something?
No, shoot to kill. Hmm. Well, don't worry, why waste taxpayer dollars for a trial? This gets sicker and sicker.
Yep, you did. You
read
that last
time.
Maybe there's a little video or something.
There's still stuff. Yeah, there's stuff. I just got to go back up here to find it. What's
that? Breaking news.
Oh, that's old, though. Believe it or not. They were going to shut down the government. And they didn't. They passed the bill right away.
What's that right there?
That's the garbage.
Oh, show. That was the best thing you played all night. That and Pee Wee Herman. I like that, too.
This is really weird, this thing here.
Monsanto virus.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm sorry. The CRISPR. Clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats is a new experimental method of genetic modification where an organism's genes are removed or rearranged.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? Yeah.
What does that do to people?
And Monsanto buys the right to do
that's
this. That's
pretty scary.
To this. Yeah, I thought it was. Monsanto has taken genetically engineered crops to a next level, buying a license from the Broad Institute of Harvard University and MIT to use the CRISPR gene editing technology. The agreement, which is non-exclusive, is the first time the Broad has issued a license for the agricultural use of CRISPR. Getting more productivity out of less acres with less inputs is clearly a critical thing for humanity, said Tom Adams, head of biotechnology at Monsanto. Gene editing is another tool that can help us accelerate that. Financial details of the agreement were not closed, though there are some limitations on the use of the license. For example, Monsanto cannot use CRISPR technology to develop gene drives or to make sterile terminator seeds, which require that farmers buy new seeds every year.
Oh, of course they're going to make those.
Yeah, well, Stats New reported. Moreover, the licensed technology cannot be used to modify tobacco or for commercialization. Two other companies, DuPont, Pioneer, and Calyx, are currently using CRISPR gene editing techniques for agricultural applications, the Genome Web reported. In addition, the Life Science Center at Bayer, the European pharma giant that recently made an offer to buy Monsanto, has licensed CRISPR for biomedical uses, but the company Crop Science Division has not obtained a license for CRISPR. Can you imagine that? They can remove the freaking genes right out of you. You know?
Scary.
Yeah, it's getting pretty weird, you know. The drug company placed a nearly $10,000 price tag on drugs that may not even work. Imagine.
What drugs are those?
Novum raised the price of a skincare drug from $226 to $9,561 for a 48-gram tube. The kicker: the FDA isn't even sure the medication is effective. The drug company placed nearly a $10,000 price tag on a drug which may not even work. Imagine that. Absolutely sick. This, Did I read this last night? I don't think I did. Congress has 3 days to stop Obama's internet surrender.
No.
Yeah. It turns out, and I don't really 100% understand this, but he's given up the freedom of the internet to a UN-controlled entity.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There are only 3 days left until President Barack Obama gives up the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers, ICANN, to the international community, ending online freedom of expression and enterprise as we know it. It is just the latest in a series of steps that Obama has taken to undermine American power, regardless of the consequences. And just like the failed Russian reset, the Libya war, the Iraq pullout, and the Iran deal, it is doomed to failure and irreversible. At the New York Times, D.L. Cale of New America's Open Technology Institute attempts to make the best case for the land handover. She argues that the U.S. always intended to give up control of ICANN, that ICANN works well enough to be given up, and that the new multi-stakeholder model is preferable to one in which governments exert direct control of ICANN. All of these arguments fall apart rather easily. The U.S. may have intended to give up ICANN when it was created, but it has become a strategic asset, and the U.S. will not break any legal or binding commitments by holding on to it. ICANN does not work well enough to be trusted. And earlier this month, the Free Bacon Beacon cited congressional testimony in reporting that ICANN has provided official accreditation to people who have transferred technology to Iran, worked with Korea, and ordered murders for hire. Clearly, more needs can be done to strengthen accountability and transparency before any change. And as for whether the multi-stakeholder model is preferable to the government-dominated model, the rest of the world prefers, that is the same fallacious argument that administrations used in pushing the Iran deal. Allowing Iran to develop nuclear weapons in the future is better than no deal at all. The best alternative of all is the status quo. And Congress has only 3 days to stop Obama's surrender of ICANN. If ever there were a cause worth shutting down the government to achieve, this is it. So, man, this Obama, man, what is he doing?
He's selling
out the whole country.
It's exactly what Clinton did right before he left
office. That's what he did. That's what she did. She was doing, and now that's what he's doing.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, right before he gives up his office, he sells out the whole country.
As much as he can.
Yeah. How the hell can the government give $38 billion to Israel after losing $6.5 trillion and yet never have enough money for education or feeding the homeless?
Huh.
That makes sense to me. That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me either.
Time to end the show anyway.
Yeah.
So it's come to that time.
Here's one more thing. In case you ever wonder, no one is more hated than he who speaks the truth. That's Plato.
Right.
Plato said that. So there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The London mayor is vowing to defy Brexit. You know, he's a Muslim. He wants to give Muslims free passes and visas. You know, Merkel will probably lose her election because of the crap that she pulled over there. And the defense bill passes, giving sacred nature sites to mining companies from guess where? Iran. The Iranian company has been granted uranium rights to some public lands, which were not even public lands. They were Native American lands.
Well, they give away everything. You wonder what they got.
I don't know why they keep electing this son of a bitch, McCain.
I don't understand. That's one thing I did agree with Donald Trump.
Yeah, McCain's a piece of work.
Yeah.
He's a crap.
They should get rid of him. But, what?
I didn't talk about this tonight, but I wanted to, is that FBI Wednesday, FBI hearing just finished. Comey is guilty of treason. The Senate, the congressional hearing on the FBI investigation.
Yeah.
Found that Comey lied like a freaking trooper.
So what are they going to do about it?
And they found out that he was being paid all along by the Clinton administration,
so what are
upwards
they,
of $6 million
what
a year.
What are they going to do about it?
Nothing. Not a damn thing they can do about it. They recommend anything they can do. They recommend it to the Justice Department. They say, screw you, because it's
that's
Obama's
right.
Justice Department.
Yeah.
So it's a useless nothing. All right? Everybody
so
knows
Hillary,
the guy's a crook.
So the Clinton administration gave him tons of money, and therefore she was...
Exonerated by the FBI director.
I have to say goodnight, folks, on that.
That makes
it.
Me sick enough.
It makes me sick enough, and I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy the rest of the week.
Yeah, me too. Have a good night, everybody, and thanks for listening.